Great year for music, the year 1974. The record, Paradise and Lunch. The man, the guitar, the voice, Ry Cooter. The song, Tattler. Boy, it's an album you've got to own. Yeah, go buy it. Go buy it today. It's episode 4026 of Leaning Toward Wisdom, leaningtowardwisdom.com. Just go into the search bar of the website, type in 4026, and you'll find it. Would you really want a life without fear and restrictions? I'm going to keep it short today because Friday we have Free Form Friday coming up. Is it possible to live without fear? My son, when he was in middle school, he used to lament how he hated stress. And so I repeated to him what somebody once told me, that the only stress-free people, well, they're buried in the cemetery. Because fear and other sensations, well, they just come with being alive. Restrictions, those are limitations, and we've all got them. The most gifted and talented among us, we have them. He says we. Listen, some are innate. They're just part of who we are. And some, admittedly, we impose on ourselves. But a life without fear and restrictions shouldn't be our goal. It's unrealistic. And we wouldn't likely enjoy it anyway because, well, you know, it would just make us emotionally flatliners. I mean, anybody who can't feel fear can't probably feel much of anything else. No love, no empathy, no sadness, no happiness. I mean, does a life filled with lethargy, is that appealing to you? No, me neither. And so the question shouldn't be, is a life without fear and restrictions possible? Maybe a better question is, how can we manage our fear and restrictions to serve us well? For over 35 years, I have read and studied mental toughness. I've read books on it that ran the range from sports psychology to handling grief. Mental toughness is the skill that we're talking about. And after all of these years, here's my conclusion about mental toughness. It's not so easily defined or quantified because mental toughness is tough. Mental toughness is really tough. Mental toughness is a contested term in that many people use the term liberally to refer to any set of positive attributes that helps a person to cope with difficult situations. I yanked that quote from somewhere. Everybody suffers or endures difficult situations. I think there's an enormous distinction between the two, suffering and enduring. We all experience both, sometimes at the same time. There are some problems that we suffer, and there's some others that we endure. Suffering, to my vantage point, has no upside. It weighs us down. It stomps on our guts. It spits in our face. It kicks us when we're down. But endurance at least gives us some options. Options that are better than suffering. Some problems, they're beyond our control, and we just have to endure them, even though we can't remedy them, we can't improve them, we can't remove them. We just have to gut it up. But endurance has another component that's often available, and it's overcoming, because sometimes the crappy things that happen to us, they can be improved, and they can be better managed, and we can find a remedy for them, and that's as good as it gets. But it can't happen if we just sit back and suffer. Fear and restrictions don't make us victims, they make us human. They're the ingredients to learning, improvement, and growth. My 3-year-old granddaughter some months ago got a pair of inline hockey skates from her dad, who is a hockey player. She got those for her birthday. She'd never skated before. And when she first put them on, she was a bit anxious and unsure, fearful, I would even say. But that was then. This is now. Today, she's an accomplished little skater, and she's getting better all the time. Imagine all the things this 3-year-old little girl is going to learn because of fear, not in spite of fear. How many times have you experienced growth without fear? I'm betting not much. Me neither. And as for restrictions, well, they're really just reality checks. Again, more proof of our humanity. Dirty Harry said a man's got to know his limitations. Well, Harry, he didn't seem to have many when it came to dealing with bad guys, but we've all got them. It's idiotic to ignore that. It's idiotic to act as though we're different from everybody else. Have you ever marveled at how a person can be so brilliant in one area of life, amazingly successful, and yet they're a colossal failure in some other area? Men of industry, capable of earning millions and millions of dollars every year because they understand how to invest, how to do business, how to make money, and yet frequently these same men, they can't maintain a meaningful relationship with anybody on a personal level. They can't maintain a healthy marriage. They can't have a solid relationship with their kids. They've got limitations and restriction in their brilliance, and so do you. There's that philosophical question that, well, frankly, maybe it's not so philosophical after all. What do you want to be most known for? I've asked myself that and others, and most find it really hard to narrow it down to just one or two. I mean, it seems that most of us were drawn to make it a lengthy list. We want to keep tacking on just, yeah, one more thing we'd like to be known for and one other thing. And that's how it plays out in our head. And unfortunately, that's how it plays out in our world as well. We end up being known for nothing because we're chasing too many things. But that's how it works. In the real world, people are mostly known for one thing, just one thing. Welcome to the world of restrictions. What do you fear most? What's your biggest restriction? What difference are they making in your life? I don't mind helping you get started by sharing some things about myself. Fear? I'm afraid of dying before I get some very specific things accomplished with my family and my church work. Restrictions? Man, too numerous to count. I can tell you this, knowing what they are is vastly better than not knowing because it means I no longer have to waste my time trying to be something I'm not or something I'm never going to be. And as with what I want to be most known for, easy, being a Christian. Because that entails how important it is for me to be known as a good husband, a good father, and now a good grandfather. Don't make that great. I want to be great at all those things. And I'm now smart enough, wise enough, to know that nothing else matters, nothing. So keep leaning.
What has happened down here? Is the wind have changed? Clouds roll in from the north and it start to rain. Rained real hard and it rained for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline.
It's the same year, 1974. He is Randy Newman. The album is Good Old Boys, and the song is Louisiana, 1927. A great, great song. A great record. Yeah, they're trying to wash us away. Maybe that's what life's trying to do to you, wash you away. Well, okay, face the fear, face the limitations, face the restrictions, and fight back. Improve. Yeah, just keep leaning hard toward wisdom. LeaningTowardWisdom.com is the website. My name is Randy Cantrell. This is The Yellow Studio.
Wash us away, Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away.